Will the members please note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present today.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the honorable Senator Coletta be sacked at all the meeting and Sumner be excused on official state business to the conference meeting.
Yes, so we walk under no circumstances and call the free conference staff. Would the Senate please rise for prayer? Father, for the top gate, thank you to the Apostle Catholic Church.
God our Father, your virtues are countless and supreme, and you have made us in your likeness. We beg you to awaken in us the virtues we need to be of service to the men, women, and children of our state. Your servants Solomon, Job, and Esther were blessed with the strength and virtues they needed. Grace us with the strength and virtues we need this day. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 99th Legislative Day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 99th Legislative Day be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the Journal is certified. We're now to the introduction of guests. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a young man who possibly may be moving to Juneau, a neighbor and a constituent of mine, Greg Gardner.
Senator Sturgeluski.
I'm very pleased to introduce to you Ted Burns, the municipal attorney for the municipality of Anchorage, someone I've enjoyed working with very much in the past.
Dear Mr. President, please add to your list of appointments to be confirmed by the legislature the following: Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Donald J. House Wrangell, term expiring 1/31/82. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor today.
You don't care to take a look at that, I don't. Messages from the other House?
Message of April 23. The House has passed committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 11 amended hazardous condition of the Muldoon and Fort Richardson cloverleafs on the Glen Highway due to lack of adequate guardrails and return. This has been sent to enrolling. Message of April 23. The Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference to meet with the Light Committee in the Senate to consider House Bill number 91 amended and Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 91, making appropriations to Departments of Law, Health and Social Services, Community and Regional Affairs, and the Office of the Ombudsman. Representative Rogers, Chairman, Representative Freeman, Representative Montgomery. The President appointed on April 17, Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Ray, and Senator Tillion. Message of April 23, the House has passed committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 14, development of national and state parks with the following amendment. House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 14 and transmitted for consideration.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to committee substitute for SCR 14 and request that the body vote yes. Mr. President, the changes were slight. Senator Rohde is the prime sponsor, and I believe he'll explain the change.
Senator Senator Rooney.
Mr. President, the changes are slight, and the resolve clause is watered down very slightly, and then a technical change made regarding the administration of the matter. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Somebody call a question. Question is, should the House concur in the committee substitute for a Senate committee for Senate concurrent resolution 14, members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
And so House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for the Senate Concurrent Resolution 14 has been adopted by the Senate.
Mr. President, stand please. Please.
Secretary, Mr. President,
I'd ask that we return to the introduction of guests, please.
Without objection, the Senate returns the introduction of guests.
Mr. President, behind me in the gallery is a group of students and their chaperones from New Studiahock, Michigan. Roman Pavela, Eleanor Weedman, John Hanson, Vera Andrews, their chaperones, Russ and Virginia Burkhart.
Message of April 23. The House has passed Senate Bill 77, Compensation for Criminal Injuries, with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 77 and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Ziegler.
I move this Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 77, namely House Committee substitute for the bill. This legislation included aggravated assault as one of the crimes for which compensation could be made or paid by the board. The House included two other crimes as being compensable crimes, robbery in any degree, and threats to do bodily harm. The executive director appeared before the House Judiciary Committee and stated she had no objections to these inclusions, and I have none, so I move the question.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in Senate Ray? Senator Ray, did you have an objection?
No, sir, I didn't have an objection. I just conferred with the Judiciary Chairman. What this is going to mean, of course, is by adding those would be considerable more money paid out in claims, and I think everybody should be aware of that.
The question is, shall House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 77 free conference be adopted by the Senate? Members may proceed. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 77.
Messages of April 23. The House has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 39 by Representative Parr, urging the President and Congress of the United States to retain the Federal General Revenue Sharing Program as presently constituted.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 243 amended by the Rules Committee, an act relating to teachers and public employees' retirement and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, and Social.
Mr. President.
Senator Hackley.
I would have no objection to a direct referral to Finance Committee on that, with the keeping the option open of taking a last look at the bill.
Satisfactory to you, sir. Finance.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Are there any communications?
We have a communication from Frank Homan, chairman of the Legislative Board of Retirement Benefits, to the Honorable Clem B. Tillion. The Legislative Board of Retirement Benefits submits the enclosed recommendations and analyses of pending bills affecting state retirement systems. This report includes numerous House and Senate bills. This will appear in the Senate supplement. That's all communications today.
Reports of standing committees.
The State Affairs Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 12, requesting the governor to give consideration to contract negotiations between the state and the Matanuska Susitna Borough relating to the relocation of the capital, and a majority of the committee reports it back, do pass. Signing do pass were Senators Rohde, Kelly, and Bradley. Senator Mulcahy, chairman, signed no recommendation. Senator Ziegler signed do not pass. HCR 12 has no further referral.
Mr. President, would you like to send that bill to the Title IV Code Revision to look at it?
Really, Senator Ray, I would not like to send it. I much prefer to send it to the rule.
The State Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 18, increasing benefits being paid under the Territorial Public Employees Retirement System, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, chairman, concurring, Senators Kelly and Bradley. Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. HB 18 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered and recommends placing on the April 24 calendar committee substitute for House Bill Number 107, Supplemental Appropriations for the Payment of Miscellaneous Claims, and House Bill Number 359, amended, Salmon Enhancement. Signed, Senator Coletta, chairman, concurring, Senators Holman, Sumner, Killian, and Ziegler. These do appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 31 and recommends it be placed on the April 24 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, chairman, concurring, Senators Holman, Sumner, and Ziegler. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 28, providing for presidential party primary elections, and recommends that it be placed on the April 25 calendar. Senator Coletta, chairman, and Senator Tillion and Ziegler signed place on calendar. Senator Ziegler signed do not pass. This bill will appear on tomorrow's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 36 by Senator Homan, relating to the dedication of land to the Wood-Tikchik State Park.
Resources.
That's the only resolution.
Introduction of bills.
Senate Bill Number 277 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council, an act making corrective amendments in the Alaska statutes as recommended by the reviser of statute, which is accompanied by a memorandum from the revisers of statutes.
Would the memorandum please be spread in the supplemental journal? And the bill will go to judiciary.
That's the only bill today.
That brings us down to consideration of our daily calendar. Senator
Clement. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that SCR 31 be returned to the Rules Committee. Mr. President, the reason for that is that an amendment that was supposedly to address a problem in there has not done the job that it was intended to do. The prime sponsor, the chairman of the Regulation Review Committee, Senator Bennett, is aware of the situation and has no objection.
There are no other objections. Senate Concurrent Resolution 31 is returned to rules.
committee substitute for House Bill Number 107 by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriation for the payment of miscellaneous claims and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and do pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Homan, Hackney, Bennett, and Dankworth. There also is a letter of intent by the Finance Committee. There's a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Dankworth.
I'd like to move the adoption and unanimous consent for the Finance Committee substitute.
Okay, no objection. The Finance Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill Number 107 by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the payment of miscellaneous claims and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 107 be considered engrossed, advance a third reading and place for final passage.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill Number 107, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the payment of miscellaneous claims and providing for an effective date.
Senator Dankworth.
Mr. President, just a brief explanation. I have the documentation if anyone's interested in any specific bills that are in here. It's quite lengthy, but what happened here, and most of these are medical bills, particularly in tests from the clinics and places around the state, where they date back as far as 1970s. I believe there's maybe a few in there in 76, mostly 77 and 78 that have came in and through five different amendments from the governor's office, we've added these in. They're all documented. Every bill here, we refuse to accept any that were not by receipts and were documented, and they've all been verified.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 107 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas.
So Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 107 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 107 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
No objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
House Bill Number 359.
Amended by Representative Gardner. An act relating to salmon enhancement. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Meland, Mulcahy, and Bennett. Senators Dankworth and Curtula signed no recommendation. There's a committee substitute.
Just moving to committee substitute. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we unanimous consent that we adopt Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 359.
Check for a moment, Mr. President. I've got something in my packet here which says please discard older versions of HB 359 and retain this corrected. I don't know how it got in here, who put it in here. And whether they're talking about the Senate Committee substitute or the original House bill.
I believe there were about six versions kicking around. Where did that note come from?
In the House, there had been incorrectly engrossed House Bill 59, and so we are talking about the House Bill 59 amended. There's just one version you should keep of that. There is only one version of Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 359, which you have.
Are there any further objections to the adoption of the committee substitute? Hearing none, the Resources Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 359 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to salmon enhancement. There are no amendments.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 359 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 359, an act relating to salmon enhancement.
Question.
Question has been called for.
I beg your pardon.
Senator Ray?
Somebody could probably give us an explanation of what this does, what the changes are.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator, I move and ask unanimous consent that this bill be held over one legislative day to tomorrow's calendar. The chairman of the committee is in free conference. This was legislation he was carrying. And although other members have background, I think you probably would want to do that. Maybe significant questions.
The request of this bill be held in third reading. Our Senator Ray, you are the
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kurtula.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent. I withdraw my previous motion. And I'm going to ask unanimous consent to place the bond account.
No objection. House Bill 359 will be at the bottom of today's calendar. Madam Secretary.
For House Bill Number 394, amended Senate, an act relating to state aid for schools and providing for an effective date is in third reading on reconsideration.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 394 be held until Friday's calendar. Senator Ferguson has been very active in this bill and is absent from the floor today.
Okay, Friday's calendar?
Friday's.
I'll object, Mr. President.
Senator Kelly?
Mr. President, this bill has some implication in my area. I'm somewhat concerned about holding it over until Friday. Is it possible to hold it over until tomorrow's calendar, for example?
Mr. President, Friday is objectionable. Maybe a compromise would be in order. Thursday. Tomorrow's calendar is rather lengthy because of the nature of the material that's on the calendar, and to just be listing it is folly when I don't believe we'll get around to addressing it.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would like to hold it over for Friday also. It has a great influence on my district, and although it's having an effective date, I don't think it will hurt us any if we hold it over until Friday, because it's the effective date is July 1st. And I would ask the convenience of my colleagues to hold it Friday.
Senator Kelly.
Well, Mr. President, the only effective date that really matters on this bill, as far as I'm concerned, is when we're about to adjourn. Do I have the majority leader's assurance that we won't adjourn prior to, say, Sunday?
Not going to. No, you do not.
Mr. President, I would prefer to answer myself. I couldn't give that assurance, but I can that we will be here Friday morning.
On reconsideration, would you want to amend that just till Thursday and let it go faster?
Mr. President, I'd amend my motion to hold a reconsideration through Thursday's calendar.
I remove my objection.
Hearing no objection, it will appear on Thursday's calendar. That, by 1 minute or another, disposed of today's calendar, did it not?
It brings us back down to Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 359 at the bottom of the calendar.
Chairman, I think I should replace my motion to be brought on tomorrow's calendar.
I might hold. Senator Fahrenkamp has gone for the backup material. Would you rather just have a recess and do it?
Yes.
I move we recess. Call the chair.
Please come back to order. Senator Kurtula.
Mr. President. Yeah, there are a number of questions that should be answered. I would move and ask unanimous consent again that this bill be held over for one legislative day.
Hearing no objections, House Bill 359 will be held for one legislative day. That brings us to the bottom of today's
regarding the sunset legislation, which seems to be well muddied. Hopefully they can bring some light to that. Dr. John Thomas and Pam Wells.
This brings us to unfinished business. Does any member have any unfinished business? Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, several months ago, Senator Coletta suggested that various municipalities in the area, boroughs, what have you, should perhaps contribute pictures of things in their hometown for the Butler Mitch and Belsford. As I look at the Chamber of Commerce, and I thank them sincerely for they sent me a picture of the old Ketchikan pulp company out of Louisiana Pacific Cape Pulp. And I'll get together with the Sergeant Arms after the meeting and see if we can't arrange to have the picture in the Butler Mitch. Nice picture.
Very good. I suggest some sort of glass on it, or is there?
Well, we'll talk to Sergeant Arms about that too, sir.
Mr. President, under unfinished business, the Secretary is holding House Bill 66. There is a Senate Resources Committee substitute for that measure. It's being printed now. It will be available for every member by early afternoon, I would suspect, would it not, Madam Secretary?
Yes, it would.
So that they could familiarize themselves with the land policy that at least the Senate Resources Committee has come up with, and the bill will appear on tomorrow's calendar. The reason for the haste in calendaring it is to allow as much time as possible on the Free Conference Committee on the land issue. But the bill will be available early afternoon for every member to familiarize himself with what the resource substitute is.
Free Conference Committee, I heard the bill was so good that it's just going to be adopted by the. Is there any further unfinished business? Special order. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I request a privilege of the floor for some personal privilege.
Personal privilege is an attack on you in person.
Well, then let's just go with a general speech, short remarks.
Special orders. Senator.
Special orders, yes. Mr. President, while I was down in Sacramento, I had an opportunity to chat with Paul Mason, who's the author of Mason's Manual. Mr. Mason is nearing 80 years old and informed me that he had been spending the last year revising and updating the manual. The galley went to the printer last week and they should be available before the next legislative session. Of course, that's bad news for the old dogs and good news for the new Turks, because we all start out at an even situation next year with some revised rules. I don't intend to inform the other body, Mr. President. After the last joint session we had, we'll need every advantage we can get next year.
Okay. Well, the revised rules would have to be adopted. Are there any special orders? Any further? Announcement of committee meeting?
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgill.
Very brief meeting of Community and Regional Affairs, 130 Butler Mitch Room. We'll be taking a look at SJR 39. Just read over this morning, urging the President and Congress to retain the federal general revenue sharing program for the state portion.
August, did you say 130?
That's what I said. I thought you were going to do 3. Didn't make it to 1.
Okay, we'll make it to 3. Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
We had a minor conflict we just resolved. The Senate Commerce Committee will meet in the Belch Room this afternoon at 3 o'clock for a confirmation hearing of Mr. Thomas K. Williams, the appointee for the Commissioner of the Department of Revenue.
Are there any further committee announcements? Senator Fernkamp.
Mr. President, Ogie Blanchard will be in Baranoff today afternoon.
Mr. President, an announcement. There'll be a reception tonight for the Consul General of Israel, Mordecai Artzieli, at 7 o'clock at the Nancy Derringer's. Mr. Artzieli is a well-known expert on Mideast politics, and all legislators are invited.
Senator Collette.
Mr. President, I move a unanimous consent to Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.